Big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around a still a nice day, kind of chilly here on the Colorado Front Range, but to be expected. We've got a lot of music, of course, to warm up your Saturday. The first Saturday of the last month of the year, and as we kind of tend to do here on Terrasonic, we start to take a look back at the year in music. This is not a best of, this is not a favorites, there are no rankings. This is just me going back and taking a look at the music that came in 2016 and playing stuff that I liked, stuff that I had forgotten about, stuff that I didn't even realize I had. Yes, it's there's that much music that comes our way each year. So we're going to just get going with our 2016 year in review of sorts right here on Terrasonic on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis, your host this and most every week on your magic carpet ride around the world of music. Thanks for joining me the first Saturday in December, and we begin a casual sort of stream of consciousness look at the music of 2016. Favorites, things that we had overlooked, things we'd forgotten about. It's not even all music that was released in 2016. It's just things that were new to me in 2016. Because as Mike Watt once said, and Mike Watt put on an amazing show at the Lion's Lair last night, as an aside, the only thing new is you finding out about it. We began the show with the Haitian Bells from a classic record that was released well before 2016, but we found out about this year. That's the name of the record as well. We heard Severine from that. And then the latest from Bombino. He put out a record this year called Azel. And we heard Ahar Zaman, This Moment. And Bombino put on a tremendous performance at the Bluebird Theater this summer, one of many outstanding shows to make its way to the Front Range. After Bombino, we heard from Daniel Hoxman and his album African Fabrics, a track called Akabongi featuring Spoke Matambo. Some African dance music for you there. And in the background right now, from an artist called Foil Red Light, it's Guitarrera Forazada from Kafundo Volume 4, Karimbo, Bayao, and Beyond, the latest collection of digital roots music from Brazil, courtesy of Kafundo Records and compiled by Magabo. This program is presented by the KGNU Listener and by Swallow Hill Music, presenting Sons and Brothers on January 6th, Rocky Mountain Jewgrass on January 28th, and Sierra Hole on February 9th. Tickets and information at swallowhillmusic.org. Also, you can support community radio by scheduling a donation today for Colorado Gives Day. Your tax-deductible contribution keeps independent voices alive for everyone in our community. Now is a perfect time because your support is increased by an incentive fund. Give today at coloradogives.org/KGNU. The link is also on our website, kgnu.org. Still a lot of music ahead in the program today. You can reach us if you'd like via phone, 303-442-4242, or email feedback@terrasonic.net. This is Terrasonic and the Brooklyn Gypsies. We'll be right back.
اشتغلتك حيرتني لغيتك لومتني خدعتك كدبتني سرقتك سرقتني جرحتك جرحتني كسرتك قطعتني خسرتك خسرتني خسرتك خسرتني غيرتني دايما نفس الحكاية دايما نفس الرواية بس في النهاية ما بنتغير شي يا
30 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock here, halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic. My name is Joel Davis, your pilot. This and most every Saturday, noon to 1, right here on KGNU. Thanks for joining me. Turning into now quite a lovely day. Clouds are parting, sky is blue, sun is shining, and it's supposed to warm up a little bit over the last few days. Happy to hear about that. We just heard from Emel Mathlouti, and of course, a cover of The Man Who Sold the World, a song by David Bowie, an artist we lost this year, of course, one of many, it seems, an inordinate amount of artists passing away this year. Anyway, that was recorded at Joe's Pub in New York City shortly after his death. Natasha Atlas, before that, she put out a jazzy kind of record called Myriad Road, and we heard Nafsa Hikaya from that one. And from Sin Fronteras remix EP, tracks by from the Brooklyn Gypsies album Sin Fronteras, yes, remixed. We heard the Yukisito remix of Supercore. Background right now, Giles Peterson, La Plaza, the Poirier remix from remixes from the Havana Club Rumba Sessions out on Giles Peterson's Brownswood Recordings label. And we're running through the music of 2016 over the next shows, the final shows of the year here in December of Terrasonic. As we tend to do, we just take a look back at the year in music, things we forgot about, things we loved, things we had never heard before, things that weren't even released in 2016, but that's when we found out about them, things that are just even still coming out. There will be music ahead in the program from artists that we've never even played this year yet. So all wide open, but just using sort of 2016 as a parameter for the selections this month on Terrasonic. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so via phone, 303-442-4242, or email feedback@terrasonic.net. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
سهرن سالخن حدر حدر نیچیم آنا دوم رفت چای نکلیر چیکتی نده چیکتی نده حدر حدر می سهرن سالخن حدر حدر نیچیم آنا دوم رفت چای نکلیر چیکتی نده چیکتی Hadradra sprun salgan Hadradra vichimana Tüm raktan çaylak gülür Çiftin ale Çiftin ale Hadradra sprun salgan Hadradra vichimana Tüm raktan çaylak gülür
gosta de andar a chuva, mas que sair desse enxuto tem que ter, que culto tem que ter. Se você gosta de andar a chuva, mas que sair desse enxuto tem que ter, que culto tem que ter. Se você gosta de andar a chuva, mas que sair desse enxuto tem que ter, que culto tem que ter. Se você tem um bolso fundo e teu braço é muito curto, tem que ter, que culto tem que ter. Meu pai disse usa sempre camisinha, mas vou pedir ovos na vizinha, é melhor levar casaco. Ajeita o saco e a carabinha, grata oferência até a galinha, se condizer com o sapato. Deus existe na partícula, é muito fina a pelica entre o pé descalço e meia com buraco. Por isso não tem gelé na matrícula, isso é B3 na vesícula, é melhor vestir um fato de macaco. Aperta o sapato, não toca no meu casaco. Se se gosta de andar a chuva, mas quem sair desse chuto tem que ter, que culto tem que ter. Se você tem um bolso fundo e o teu braço é muito fundo, tem que ter, que culto tem que ter.
Minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. We're getting close to bringing this one in for a landing. Still a little bit to go. Just heard from Konono number 1 and Batida from a great collaboration titled simply Konono number 1 meets Batida, an album that came out earlier this year on the Cram Discs label. That was the radio edit of Niele Kalusimbiko. Before that, new music from Rio Mira. This is from ZZK Records. We heard Adios Morena. This is from an EP of remixes of that track, Adios Morena. And that remix done by Kalima and Chancha via Circuito. That was preceded by a song aptly titled So Strange by Sanko Namchalak from her album, a really very interesting record that came out in 2016 called Like a Bird or Spirit Not a Face, on which she's joined by the rhythm section of Tenarawin and one of their guitarists as well. And prior to that, from Mantras, Beats, and Meditations, the instrumentals, it was MC Yogi and the Sacred Sound Society and a little thing called Prayer Flags. Right now in the background, it's Ieja Funk Afrobeat. That's the name of the record. It's IFA for short, and that's the name of the band. And this track is called Salvador. Self-produced release, some Afrobeat music from Bahia, Brazil. This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener members and by the Laughing Goat Coffee House, now with three locations, one on Pearl Street, one in East Boulder at 2907 55th Street, and the third one on the CU campus in the North Library. More information and a list of special events at thelaughinggoat.com. Stick around, we've got Reggae Bloodlines coming up at the top of the hour following headlines from the BBC. The Donovan in the house with you today, taking us deeper into an afternoon of music on KGNU. At 4 o'clock, it'll be African Roots, 2 hours of the best in African music, and at 6 o'clock, a full hour of news from the World Service of the BBC. KGNU's Saturday evening music programming commences with Sound Lab. Sarah Donovan, your host this evening. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. Still got a little more music to get to, so let's get to it, and we'll come back and say goodbye before we go. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
moulotte qui sonne la pas bon. Dans la case, je chasse Nounena tous les ans. Je suis mais va trouver la raison. Maïla, il veut pis pousser dans la terre, nana la poison. La rivière, si ouvre la pêche, la malheur, là aussi, la pluie camaron. Danse Maloya pour mettre l'ordre là-dedans juste minuit. Passe Maloya, la pointe, la tisane pour Kuyali. Danse Maloya pour mettre l'ordre là-dedans juste minuit. Passe Maloya, la pointe, la tisane pour Kuyali. Et on qui connaît que les trembles le matin, là, les biens se sont pieds flamboyants. Il est vieux, les connaît, les grossit dans la main, il raconte à autre auparavant. Mauvais moon, les connaît rien que la tisane, par exemple, regarde Sidaran. Heureusement, vous faites notre bonheur si la terre Maloya, elle est toujours à l'heure. Danse Maloya, pour mettre l'ordre là-dedans juste minuit. Passe Maloya, la pointe, la tisane pour Kuyali. Danse Maloya, pour mettre l'ordre là-dedans juste minuit. Passe Maloya, la pointe, la tisane pour Kuyali. Je dis mes garçons, si n'a pas l'arrivée, cramoun la tisane la pas bon. Dans la case, la chasse nous l'aina tous les ans. Je dis mais va trouver la raison. Maïla, il veut pis pousser dans la terre, nana la poison. La rivière, si ouvre la pêche, la malheur, là aussi, la pluie de camaron. Danse Maloya pour mettre l'ordre là-dedans juste minuit. Passe Maloya, la pointe, la tisane pour Kuyali. Danse Maloya pour mettre l'ordre là-dedans juste minuit. Passe Maloya, la pointe, la tisane pour Kuyali. Danse Maloya pour mettre l'ordre là-dedans juste minuit. Passe Maloya, la pointe, la tisane pour Kuyali. Danse Maloya pour mettre l'ordre là-dedans juste minuit. Passe Maloya, la pointe, la tisane pour Kuyali. Danse Maloya pour mettre l'ordre là-dedans juste minuit. Passe Maloya, la pointe, la tisane pour Kuyali. Danse Maloya pour mettre l'ordre là-dedans juste minuit. Passe Maloya, la pointe, la tisane pour Kuyali.
Getting ready to wrap up this week's episode of Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Coming in for a landing, we're 2 minutes shy of 1 o'clock here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and beyond. Want to let you know that all day today, the Inspired Dreamers, a group of undocumented students at CU Boulder, are hosting a write-a-thon here at the KGNU studio in Boulder. They invite everyone to come down and join them in writing to elected officials and CU administrators to encourage them to support these students in the face of statements made by the president-elect about deporting undocumented immigrants. The write-a-thon happens from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. today here at the KGNU studios in Boulder. We're at 4700 Walnut Street. You can stop by and speak with the students and write your own letter to a local elected official. Just heard music from the Indian Ocean from a compilation titled Sol Sega Sa, Indian Ocean Segas from the 70s. It was Mishu and Maloya Kontinsan. Before that, from Filipina-Canadian Hanhan, some hip-hop from her self-titled release, and the track was called Tawa. And in the background right now, from Sigara, this is the Limbica re-edits, from the Limbica re-edits EP, This is the DJ Nirso edit of Ilda. Reggae Bloodlines coming up again, following headlines from the BBC. You can find a podcast for today's show. You can stream it. You can download it. You'll find a playlist as well at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel. You'll also find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Reach us anytime via email, feedback@terrasonic.net. You've been listening to Terrasonic on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. We have a translator at K229AC in Netherlands at 93.7 MHz, and you can hear us worldwide online at kgnu.org. This has been Terrasonic. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stick around for a lot of great music this afternoon. We'll see you right back here noon to 1 next Saturday on KGNU.
Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. Tens of thousands of mourners have attended a memorial service in the Brazilian town of Chapecó for members of the football team killed in an air crash in Colombia on Monday. Soldiers carried the coffins into the local stadium. Julia Caneiro was there.
The rain fell heavily, but still the stands of the Chapecoense stadium were packed, the fans drenched amid their grief, chanting the anthems of their beloved football team. The fans' support here is unrelenting and has been reinforced by messages of condolences from around the world, with football clubs in Brazil and beyond offering their help to rebuild the Chapecoense, a football star on the rise, shattered by this tragedy.
The Syrian army says it hopes to have all of Aleppo back under its control within weeks. A Syrian military spokesman told the BBC that government forces had now recaptured half of rebel territory in eastern Aleppo. Lise Doucette is in western Aleppo.
UN officials here say they're bracing for another exodus of civilians. Thousands have already fled to this part of Aleppo under government control. Sources tell me that Syria's ally, Russia, is involved in a new effort to coordinate with rebel forces to arrange for the evacuation of the sick and wounded, as well as to allow as many as 1,000 civilian activists who are not involved in the fighting to leave. But for all the discussions, what's clear to all is the Syrian military and its allies are determined to retake all of Aleppo within weeks.
The authorities in Morocco have arrested a man they suspect of involvement in an alleged plot by the Islamic State group to carry out an attack in France. They say the suspect met IS operatives on the Turkish-Syrian border to get instructions that he was meant to pass on to members of an alleged cell. The president-elect of The Gambia, Adama Barrow, has urged exiles who fled the 22-year rule of his predecessor, Yahya Jammeh, to return home. Here's Mary Harper.
The president-elect urged exiles who fled the harsh policies of his predecessor to return home to help him reform the Gambia. Mr. Barrow told the Associated Press he'd free all political prisoners and make good on his electoral promise to reverse Mr. Jammeh's decisions to pull out of the International Criminal Court and the Commonwealth. Many Gambians stayed up all night celebrating the departure of Mr. Jammeh, who says he's now going to become a farmer. But huge challenges remain. The country's extremely poor and many young people have left for Europe.
The urn with the ashes of Cuba's revolutionary leader Fidel Castro has arrived in the city of Santiago, where it'll be laid to rest. Thousands of people are expected to pay their final respects later today. They'll be joined in Santiago's Revolution Square by Cuba's president, Raúl Castro, and several foreign dignitaries. World news from the BBC. Athletics chiefs have approved reforms designed to rid the sport of doping and corruption. A special congress of the International Association of Athletics Federations overwhelmingly backed the proposals by its president, Sebastian Coe. Ed Harry reports.
These reforms will limit the power of the IAAF president to act alone. They'll also now mean any prospective IAAF official or delegate being subject to a fit and proper person vetting procedure. SEBCO's predecessor as IAAF president, Lamine Diack, along with his son Papa Massata Diack, remains under investigation by French authorities on corruption and money laundering charges. A new integrity unit will be formed as well, taking responsibility for doping cases away from national federations and speeding up the disciplinary process.
A former Rwandan intelligence agent has lost his appeal against a 25-year sentence for genocide and crimes against humanity. A French court of 9 jurors and 3 magistrates decided to uphold the 2014